My name is Heidi Miracle, and I've been a member of UMAN for almost 15 years. But this is my first time at the pulpit. Let's just say public speaking is not on my top 10 list of favorite things. I'm here today to talk to you about gender diversity. This generation has been encouraged to explore their gender identity in ways no generation before has. But why me to speak on gender diversity? I'm a cisgender woman with feminine gender expression. However, most of you who know me and my family know that I have a transgender daughter, which makes me a parent of a transgender child. I am not an expert on what it's like to be transgender, but I am part of a marginalized minority group. I will speak from my experience and my family's experience, and I'm not representing all trans people, obviously, hopefully. When Dave asked if I wanted to speak today on ways to rededicate ourselves to Pride and the LGBTQ community, I loved the idea. Pride came about as the result of brave trans women fighting against police brutality. To rededicate ourselves, we have to do more than go to a parade. We have to use our straight and cisgender privileges and voices to make a change. And I want us to start big. Give me a second. This is why I don't speak publicly very often. Okay. Our congregation has the potential and the duty to save lives. And I'm being serious. Actually save lives. And I'm going to pause a minute here to say I might be saying some triggering things for some people that include suicide and transphobia. Trans people of all ages and levels of family support are at an increased risk of suicide. And the rate of murder of trans women of color is astounding. But we can make a difference. A supportive church community is proven to be one of the best reducers in suicide attempts in the transgender community, along with supportive families. For that reason alone, I'm very grateful that my family belongs to this community. I often get asked how hard was it, or how was it different, accepting my child versus a transgender friend. It was always easy for me to accept and affirm a person's gender identity. I've been dedicated to trans issues for almost 30 years. I've helped lead groups on transgender topics since I first had a friend transition in 1991. But as open as I am, I'm going to be honest today. And I told this to Mia last night. It was hard. I was supportive and affirming from day one, but I still had some doubts. Maybe it was coming from influence of friends or the internet. Maybe I was brainwashed by the liberal media. I craved for some kind of 100% certainty, and I think that was because I knew once I fully accepted and believed, I would have to make some hard medical decisions. The doubts came at night. A few nights I wasn't sure, but this was only over the first few weeks. Once I did my research and talked to medical professionals and other parents and kids, I was all in. Somewhere along the line, it was like a light switch turned on. Mia is my daughter. It's just as strange for me when someone misgenders her now as it is for her. Despite taking a minute to process, it was and still is amazing to watch the progression of her strength and bravery. When she'd come out, she didn't want to share her name at first, a name I found out later she had picked a few years prior. When she finally did, it was as beautiful as giving birth all over again. I can tell you many things about how amazing it is to be a parent of a trans kid. I've gained a community of people who are full of love, dedication, strength, bravery, and determination like I've never seen. It's a small minority community, and like any minority, is bound by common struggles many do not understand. Activities most of us do without a second thought can be a source of great anxiety for trans people. Getting to use the bathroom you want, going to the airport through the body scanners, attending doctor's appointments are examples of times when transgender people may face undue harassment or misgendering. Speaking of which, I'd like you to be aware of your cisgender privileges, and I'll only share one of many difficult circumstances we have faced. Several children I personally know are not allowed bathroom access that matches their gender identity in Georgia schools, including my own child. I know hundreds, maybe thousands of parents around the country who face the same issue. Do you know what it's like to sit in a room full of people with your child present to discuss which bathroom she can use? To discuss transitions, medical information, her body, all to basically fight for her right to pee. We had Lambda Legal attorneys and Georgia Safe School coalitions with us in the room for our conversation with the school administration. The Title X protections put in place by Obama have been rolled back by the new administration. Not Title X, sorry, Title IX. And unfortunately, this took away some of our power to push back. The ACLU eventually stepped in, and then so did the school's attorneys. Sorry. Basically, all they had to say was, no, my daughter cannot use female bathrooms, and that not letting her was causing her no harm. Instead, she could use a single stall bathroom in the teacher's lounge, even though it drew attention to her in a variety of negative ways. Make no mistake, the school's insistence that a transgender child use a separate bathroom sends a message that their gender identity is not valid and refutes their sense of self. It's the worst thing you can do to a transgender child. It endangers their physical and emotional health and well-being. Even with all that, Mia has used female bathrooms everywhere since the first day she came out, and I'm proud of her for that. Still, it was pivotal for me recently to have an accurate gender marker on her driving permit. There have been times I've been worried when she's gone to the restroom longer than expected, and the gender marker change has given me some sense of safety. I've been on a mama bear warpath. I spent a lot of last year fighting for equality and basic rights for Mia. Parents of trans kids fight for policy changes, bathroom rights, name changes, gender marker changes, and medical care. In addition, we also have to help our kids deal with their emotions when people tell them things like God hates them, or worry that we will be accused of child abuse or have our kids taken by CPS, which does happen. But I don't want to focus only on the hardships. That was for the cisgender people in the room. But I also want to be sure and stop and take a minute and recognize the trans community in our church and talk to you. If I want our church to make a difference, then I want to try and start today. To the trans, gender queer, gender fluid, gender nonconforming people here and everywhere, I love you. The universe loves you. You have inherent worth and dignity. I believe you, I trust you, and so does our church, and so does our denomination. Your survival matters, you are needed, you're important, you are enough. For the rest of us cisgender people, I have a list of things I would like for you to work on. Don't assume transgender people want to change their bodies. Don't assume trans people want to present feminine or masculine based on their gender identity. The same as we accept and allow cisgender women to choose floral dresses or ball caps, we should do the same for transgender women. Open your mind to all types of bodies for all types of gender identities. I'm not done. Hire trans people. Give money to them for life-saving surgeries. Push for gender-neutral bathrooms at your work. Vote and elect officials who will pass anti-discrimination laws. Ask pronouns and give your own. Don't ask your boys not to cry or your girls to be modest. Break gender boxes. If you're a cis man, wear a skirt. Ask businesses to stop making artificial gender divisions in clothes and toys. Fight misogynistic dress codes. The world is changing. Speak up and use your cis privilege to fight for trans people. What could we do here at UMAN? We could have a service in June, which is Pride Month. June 1969 was my birthday. We could have a service for Transgender Day of Remembrance in November. And in our OWL program, we need all kids to see bodies and identities that match their own, because representation matters. It's not that hard, really. Educate yourself. Believe trans people. Be a kind, informed, and involved human, and in return, you will save lives.